Our post-game coverage rolls on here on KNIA, KRLS. It's our continuing coverage of Indianola baseball with head coach Nathan Carlin following a wild week and a wild night to cap it here for the Indians, a 9-6 win over the Dutch. And coach, yeah, wow, 6 days ago you're at Busch Stadium, win a walk-off. You have a really big week of competition. You cap it off with number 2 and 3A Pella. Your guys get down 4-0. Looked like things were a little out of sorts, but they kept battling, kept getting guys on base, and broke through there at the end. A pretty quality win to end this first half of the season.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head there. Our guys just kept battling. That's really what they've done the last 2 weeks here. It doesn't matter what adversity has come their way. Pitchers have kept throwing strikes, our defense is making plays, and guys are just passing the bat one at a time. It's been really fun to watch.
Well, and you know, obviously the measure of any good team is not necessarily how they do on their good days. It's how you overcome some adversity. And again, the Dutch, it was two kind of fielding mistakes, miscues, maybe errors, whatever you want to call them, regardless, that set up Cowman for that home run. It's 4-0. George is out there. He's pretty visibly frustrated that the guys kind of had to reset. What was the switch maybe that flipped there halfway through the game that got them to reset, knowing that Pella could have kept going, but instead your guys were able to limit the damage?
Yeah, they've just, you know, they've really bought into kind of the mental game side of things that we've tried to preach over the last 4, 5, 6 months, and they just believe in themselves. They believe in their teammates. They know that, you know, we're going to have to score 4, 5, 6 runs to win ball games, and we have the ability to score those 4, 5, 6 runs. So, you know, you're not going to throw a perfect shutout every single night. You're gonna have to overcome some adversity, and that's what the guys did.
Well, and so many teams are reliant on your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters, coach, to be able to score runs. But both rallies tonight were set up by your 7, 8, 9 guys, who are also pretty good guys in their own right. But how important was that, especially against a team like Pella, to get runners on and give opportunities for that top of the order?
Yeah, that's a really tough part about our team is for opponents is just how deep we are offensively. You know, we probably have 13, 14, 15 guys we could throw out there any given night, and we have confidence in them at the plate. Just so happens that the 9 out on the field are the hottest right now. You look at a guy like Dax Heimbaugh, Brody Marima, they go 1-for-2 tonight with a walk. They get base runners on late in the game. They put pressure on the defense, and then we flip our order. And, you know, you don't want to see the top of our order right now. They're swinging the bat really well.
And then some of those guys you mentioned, Heimbaugh in particular, with a couple big defensive plays. The Dutch had a couple of chances to add to their lead with that their top of the order. And your guys came up with some big defensive plays, which is important after some of those miscues. They really reset out there and took away some runs from the Dutch.
Yeah, for sure. Dax does a really nice job in the outfield. All of our outfielders do a really good job. Just talk about those plays in the seventh inning with Dax. We had that little bleeder that kind of landed in between second and right field. He throws the guy out at second base. That's a huge out, just kind of limit the damage and settle Asher down. Then he makes that long, I mean, he was playing over by the scoreboard, long running catch for that 21st out of the game. That was a really nice play by Dax.
Here with Nathan Carlin, head coach of the Indianola Indians, following a capper of a week, a 9-6 win over Pella. Gets the week undefeated after a sweep of Pella Christian earlier this week, and then, of course, coming off of Busch Stadium. Now have won 9 in a row. And, coach, when you're at the halfway point of the season, I know there are always goals for different teams, but right now you're now in the driver's seat of the conference with 8 wins, just 2 losses. Obviously still a lot of games to be played and still a lot of quality teams ahead of you, but how exciting is it for these guys that I'm sure one of their preseason goals was to be at the top of this conference? It's right in front of them.
For sure. You know, the nice part about this group of guys is that no moment's too big for them, as you've seen with these comebacks. But they're also not focused on what's down the road. They're just focused on the next play, the next game, what's important today. And they've done a really nice job of just staying present.
Well, and I think it gets to some of the bigger goals, and especially against a team like Pella, who's very much not just a team, but maybe one of the favorites in Class 3A to take it to a team like that. How exciting is it to get a couple of the wins against a team like that, knowing that for your own postseason prospects, you're probably going to have to beat pitching and a team like that good to go as far as you want to go?
For sure. Carlson for Pella did a really nice job tonight. Pella's got some really good pitchers, really good hitters. Coach Jesse coaches them up really well. Really talented team. It'll be fun to see them make a deep run for 3A.
And now that we're at that midway point of the season, what are the little things that you're looking for from your team now to take them to the next level, knowing you still got 3 weeks between now and the postseason?
Yeah, just playing 7 innings of clean baseball, just focused on the next play, know the play ahead of time. We've played a lot of really good games with really good defense. It's just kind of those one or two mix-ups that are costing us some runs right now. And when we don't have those things, you know, we're shutting teams out or holding them to one or two runs, and that's huge.
Well, and coming up on Monday, you've got 2 on the road at a team that was able to nip your heels. A 3-2 game with Oskaloosa the first time you played. They gave the Dutch trouble on Wednesday. Obviously, an Oskaloosa team you can't sleep on, and really no teams in this conference you can sleep on, but Monday could be a little bit of a trap game there with those two.
Yeah, Oskaloosa is a really nice team this year. They have some really good pitching. Linus threw really well against us. Big lefty, just pounds the zone with multiple pitches. He's a really good pitcher for us to see. You know, we hope we see him again on Monday. Just, you know, you love going up against those really good guys. Just kind of see what you're made of.
And then I know you're not looking too far ahead, but just over the course of the week, two big ones with Ames on Wednesday. If nothing else, for good postseason positioning, a future Little Hawkeye Conference team, and then two big ones on Friday with DCG. I know Oskaloosa is in front of you, but obviously a really big week to try and get a lot of your goals accomplished, knowing the brackets are coming out shortly after.
For sure, and it just goes back to one game at a time. We just got to win the first one at Oski and then turn around and try to win the second one. Ames is hot right now. They've played really good baseball lately, and DCG is obviously a very talented team, so we got to work it out for us next
Should
week.
Be a whole lot of fun. That's Nathan Carlin, head coach of the Indianola Indians, with a big win over Pella to close out the week undefeated. Coach, congratulations on the dub. Nice to meet you finally after Andrew Swadner has done a great job covering you guys, and all the best to you the rest of the year.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Andrew.